This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, just 6 past the hour. Jeff and Minot has been waiting to get in forever here. So, Jeff, let me get you in quick. I have guests waiting. So, give me your best minute. What's on your mind?
Scott, I guess we've seen it all now. Mike Lindell banned from Twitter permanently. It just seems to me the liberals have definitely gone round the bend. And I want to say that, you know, we are not really doing our civic duty just by going to the polls every 2 or 4 years. If we are not bombarding our representatives in Washington with our views, either by emails or phone calls or letters, then we're not doing our job. I've got the nd.gov webpage on my computer right now with John Hovind's account up. As soon as I get off the phone, he's going to get a letter, and so is Kevin Cramer, and so is Armstrong. We have to be doing this. I also have a concern that the FBI is never going to do a complete investigation of the siege that took place in Washington on January 6th, and they will also never do a complete investigation concerning the problems with the election.
You raised some good points there, Jeff. I appreciate your call. I, too, worry where the investigation over happened. They didn't do it, and when Republicans were in control of the House and Senate, what makes us think they're going to do it with the accountability being less than with the Democrats controlling the House and Senate? So, but I think pressure is a good idea. I think respectful request of the congressional delegation to dig into that is a very good idea. This hour, the program is brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. Working adults that want to further their education are looking for solid value for their money. And I'm telling you, now more than ever, I'm going through this right now with our last one, high school senior. And you can't even believe the complexity and the cost more than anything of school. So that's why you marry a flexible program options, affordable. That's what you want from a university and one with an established tradition of academic excellence. So flexible, affordable, they mean something at UMary. Find out more. Go online, online.umary.edu, discover more. World-class education at an affordable price. Our next guests are the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, and the executive director of the Department of Human Services in North Dakota, Chris Jones. Governor, welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Always great to be with you.
You as well. And Chris, nice to have you back. Glad to have both of you here today to dig into a topic that is a concern to some, I think, for fiscal reasons, but also a concern to some that say, look, there is some good that Lutheran Social Services did, and we don't want to see that go away or it's going to cause more problems later. So I'd sort of let each of you kind of, Governor, if you want to start with a 30,000-foot view, and then Chris, tell us what exactly you're proposing here. Maybe we'll just start there so people know what they need to know about this effort related to LSS no longer being able to provide the services they were and the state offering to step in at this point.
Well, Scott, obviously around the nation last year, 2020 was a tough year for a lot of nonprofits, and then you throw in nonprofits like LSS that had exposure to the Bakken, and we know that every hotel owner and every apartment owner in the northwestern part of the state has faced a lot of pressure. We, you know, before we even had the first COVID case, we had a record number of unemployment cases coming from northwestern North Dakota because of the oil prices dropping at one point below zero. So we know that those challenges are out there, and there's a number of programs that we interfaced. I mean, LSS has been around since 1919, and whether it's foster care, adoption services, youth residential psychiatric treatment, recovery services, refugee resettlement, they touched so many different areas. They were one of North Dakota's biggest and broadest charities with a, you know, great history, and to have them suddenly close their doors, I think Chris will tell you that the state of North Dakota had over 20 contracts with LSS across a variety of these services, and in some cases we're going to have to step in as a state and pick up those services until such time that we can find new contract vendors, nonprofits to to deliver those important services to North Dakotans. And in terms of no cost to taxpayer, we believe that in these services that, you know, we were paying a vendor, if you will, a charity, to do the work. If we're no longer paying them, we can use those contract dollars and bridge until we find new partners without increasing the cost to taxpayers at all.
Before I go to Chris, I want to ask you this one follow-up thing. I remember some discussion during the Dalrymple administration about the state had the opportunity to say, we're going to bring in a vendor. This is up to us, but we're giving it to a vendor. Essentially, you're just taking this back to where it was, correct?
Yeah, it is. And this actually goes back all the way to Hoban when the federal government decides refugee resettlement, and refugee resettlement is different than immigration. These are fully vetted State Department, go through interviews, biometric interviews. They can be denied. People are regularly denied to be participants in the refugee resettlement. So these are the most vetted people that come, and relative to broader immigration, a very small number. I mean, I think we're talking in North Dakota was, you know, like 100 and some people 2 years ago and 44 last year. So very, very small numbers of resettled refugees coming through the State Department program. But there was three options. You could do it yourself as a state directly. You could hire a vendor. That was called the Wilson Fish option. And the third was you could just let the federal government do that. And during Hoban Dalrymple, they decided to elect the Wilson Fish option. They chose LSS as the vendor, and they've been doing the refugee resettlement program for the state of North Dakota under the supervision of the Department of Human Services during that time frame. So now we still have those same three options today. Our vendor's gone. We can either take it over ourselves like we're doing now temporarily. We find a vendor, or we let the federal government do it. And as I said yesterday in the press release, we do not want the feds driving that here in North Dakota. So we'll right now, Chris Jones and his team is going to take it over.
So, Chris, tell me, first of all, I think what people want to hear is this isn't an additional taxpayer burden. This will be no additional cost, as the governor has said in the press release. How do you do that with no additional cost?
Yes, thanks. So the main reason is these are all federal dollars that we're passing through already to LSS. So previously they worked through the Office of Refugee Resettlement, and they received their payment through, unfortunately, a bureaucratic way, but they still got their dollars through the feds that way. Now we are transferring from LSS to the Department of Human Services, having that relationship with the Office of Refugee Resettlement. So it is just the federal pass-through dollars as it relates to the families and unaccompanied minors that are resettled in North Dakota.
Anything else you want the folks to know about this announcement and this effort? And you know, obviously the LSS news we've known for a while, but that's a sad story all the way around because they did some good work. I helped bring an Iraqi family to North Dakota a number of years ago, and they were sponsored by North Dakota Guard soldiers who met them over there. The father was murdered by the thugs, and he was helping American soldiers, which is why he got murdered. And they've now come and, couldn't speak one lick of English, and now have graduated from colleges and gainful employment, and one's a pro soccer guy. It's just a fun story. So the ones that come here for true need are really, really, I mean, I think inspiring in some ways. Obviously, with all of the terrorism and other things, we worry. We make sure they're vetted, and even during the Trump administration, there were Trump officials that said, we're not sure they're vetted as much as they're possible. But give some people confidence on who's coming and how we know they're vetted and the overall program here, Chris.
Yeah, I'll just kind of share a personal story. So I have spent some time in Africa in a refugee camp, actually Kakuma in northwestern Kenya, through the UN, and got to meet who are refugees, the Lost Boys of Sudan. And these would have been the Lost Boys of Sudan from way back when, and participated in their community, understood their education model, understand their work training model, and then got to know them as probably some of the most resilient people I've ever met that just are looking for work. And knowing full well, you meet with them and they don't have a country of origin anymore. So in a lot of ways, they are some of the, in my mind, the most special humans you would want to bring to build a workforce. They are ready to go. They've made it through their 4, 5, 20 years in a refugee camp, practicing their religion many times as Christians. Almost all of them speak English, the one in Kakuma. So I think it's important to look at this from a human perspective, and then what role does North Dakota play what gaps does North Dakota have? How can we welcome them and make them be as productive members of society as anyone else? So I've learned a lot by just getting to know a number of them over the last few years.
I also think it's not very plausible that if you literally mean harm to America, that you're going to be in a tent for 3 or 4 years and being vetted to come to the U.S. They're going to come in illegally. They're going to do, you know, other things to get to that level. So that's an important part of this conversation. But I think also one is on the fiscal side and how much more the state can do as well. I mean, one texter here says, please ask the governor, where is the money coming from to support LSS now that they've lost their federal funding? He said on the news it won't cost taxpayers anything. When the state takes over, remember, nothing is free. Maybe suggest that the churches have to take over like they did years ago with no subsidies at all. Governor, I'll give you time to mull on that a little bit while we go to the break here because I don't have enough time for a good answer for you, but we'll get that on the other side. Governor Doug Burgum joining us today on the program. We're going to talk to Governor, too, about some other things that are coming out of the Biden administration that are not good for North Dakota after we finish this discussion on LSS and the refugee resettlement program. So stay tuned for that. More Randy Northwood has a question for our guest, too. All coming up on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum, 24/7, taking your calls. The Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-217-76. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Feedback we've had from listeners since yesterday is remedies for my dry, cracked hands. And we've had a lot of good suggestions, including super glue.
All the good ones come from the ranchers.
Yeah, they do.
Ranchers and farmers.
We've tweeted this out on the What's on Your Mind live blog, so some of the other remedies. The second biggest question they ask is, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Because they're hungry. Well, I'm going to make you hungry. This is a warning, because this is home cooking and grab-and-go convenience from PetroServe USA locations. You'll find PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy stores all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota that have great home cooking every day in every place, like the 4 for $4 deal. Pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, $4. Find another lunch deal like that. You won't. And here's what's on special. If you go to Valley City today, exit 292, take that exit, go north. Go north. That's where the home cooking's at. That's where the grab-and-go convenience is at. That's where the lowest-priced fuel is at. That's where the easy in-and-out convenience is. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today in Valley City. Harwood has the meatball dinner. They've outdone themselves at West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. That's where the stuffed green peppers are. Country Fried Steak at 12th Avenue and I-29. And Euland today. Here's a good cold weather meal. Along with the Valley City folks, they have chicken pot pie. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay. Governor Doug Burgum and Chris Jones joining us on the program today talking LSS. So you heard the question before, and I know you've answered this partially, that there won't be any additional burden on North Dakota taxpayers as a result of this. But Governor, they're saying two things. Remember, nothing is free. And they're also saying, what about a role for churches to take over like they did before, and there's no subsidies at all? Okay, they take on the burden, sponsor refugees. Either of those ideas or concerns have merit?
Well, anytime that churches want to get involved, faith-based organizations, in helping support valuable causes that help North Dakotans. I mean, we're all for those kinds of solutions. And particularly, as Chris said, a lot of these refugees that are coming to North Dakota are refugees who a Christian faith, who've been persecuted in their own countries, that are here. And I think in a recent year, 95% of the refugees coming to North Dakota had family ties here. So they were coming in, to join their families. And a lot of the families that are here are members of churches. So I know that there are, churches that do outreach and support members of their congregation. But in terms of taxpayer dollars, as Chris said earlier on the show, these are federal pass-through dollars that will be administering, and so this is not additional cost to the taxpayers in North Dakota.
And Chris, let me ask you, I've never been able to get a straight answer on the ultimate impacts of whether it's refugees or whether it's immigrants. You know, the police department has to have, more mental health officials on. They have to have more, English, second, folks on. And, people have asked, okay, what the governor just explained is true. The actual federal dollars take care of, the main things, but there are impacts on the community, English, ELL folks in the schools, and impacts with it. Do we have a real handle on what the cost is? Because I think the vast majority of North Dakotans have an open heart for refugees especially, right? To say, look, they're coming here, they're going to work, they're going to raise their families here, and they're fleeing horrible places around the world. They end up as part of our workforce. We need them. I do, right? We're all made in the image and likeness of God. I'm not going to look at somebody down my nose differently because they came from somewhere else, but I also think we have to be realistic about it. There was a point when 400 or 500 were coming in, and the school said, no mas, we can't do this anymore. So how do you manage the numbers that come in, and how do you also recognize the impacts that come to social services and other things that aren't part of the cost you're dealing with?
Yeah, so as far as managing the numbers that are coming in, those are set by the federal government, so we need to take them. But as the governor said previously, they're pushing them to North Dakota almost always based on the connections they have with other family members. As it relates specifically to ELL or English learning programs, right now we know we have 4,300 English learners in North Dakota. 594 of those are refugees, and a little over 1,400 are immigrants. The largest majority are Native Americans. And so to put it in perspective, as it relates to the $2.3 billion budget that goes into K-12, it's less than 0.1% of the budget. And if you think about, language acquisition skills as a child or as an adult, and you want them to be successful within the communities they're at, they will only achieve greater success by having a strong understanding of the English language, and that is part of the whole program. And that's really why I think that the ELL is totally an investment. And it's not really as much for refugees as it is for immigrants and Native Americans.
Randy in Northwood, question for the governor. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, thank you, Governor, for taking my call. Recently, the sales tax went from 6.5 to 7.5. 6%. That's a 15.4% increase in taxation. Now, given COVID, given the unemployment, given the fact that somebody like myself, I live on a fixed income, I got a pension, I got Social Security, that really impacts me. Do you really think now was a good time to raise our sales tax by 1%, or in reality it's 15.4%?
All right, let's see what the governor has for you in the way of an answer. Where do you live? You're Northwood, you said, right? So, governor, go ahead.
Well, Randy, thanks for the call, and go Northwood Trojans. But on the sales tax, the state doesn't set or set this tax increase, so I'm not even familiar with what you're talking about, because this must have been voted on at a city, county, level where someone had local taxing authority, because the state has not raised sales tax.
Do you know anything about a debate in Northwood on that, Randy? Is that where you're talking about? It went from 6.5 to 7?
No, I don't. I apparently, it's a local thing then.
Yeah, it is. And that's the case with many of the taxes you pay. it's property taxes, it's sales taxes, and for some reason the governor and the state and legislators get put in the middle of that. I always say, go to the township meetings, go to the county commission meetings, go to the school board meetings, go to the city council, because the lion's share of the bucks you're paying go right there, Randy, but appreciate your call. Very much. Do you see an increase being needed for taxes at any point, given the COVID fallout, Governor, or is that off the table altogether? No new taxes, read my lips. Is that what you're going to tell us? Or?
Well, yeah, the budget that we proposed in December includes no raising taxes. We know we can balance the budget without raising taxes. We have to keep doing the things we're doing in our budget in terms of being smart about how we spend taxpayer dollars and making sure we're being efficient where we can. I mean, we don't need as much physical space as the state needed before, and there's a lot of things with automation where we can deliver services to taxpayers without, fewer costs, lower costs to taxpayers and better services. Instead of running a building that's open 9 to 4, we can, offer that same service 7 by 24, and people can access government services on their smartphones. So, we just have to keep transforming government to lower the cost, and there's plenty of way to do that. And then back on the other topic, Scott, I would tell you on the English, on the second language, Chris gave a great answer, but I know you've got some history buffs that listen to your show, but in the year 1900, when Fargo had about 25,000 people, still was the largest city in the state at the time, in 1900, 80% of the residents of Fargo, English was their second language. So we're a state of immigrants, and that's a good thing to remember.
Governor Doug Burgum. Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Chris Jones. Governor, are you able to stay just a minute or two after the break to talk a little bit about the Biden administration on some bad things for North Dakota? Have you got time to do that?
Sure do.
Hate to make you late for the next thing, but we'll do that next on What's On Your Mind. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 Equipment Auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmouth, Anamoos, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm President Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, veteran diplomat Antony Blinken. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the full Senate will vote on Blinken at noon Eastern on Tuesday. Portland, Oregon, Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler pepper sprayed a man outside of a restaurant Sunday night after the mayor said the man confronted him about mask rules and other issues and then got uncomfortably close, according to a police report. The unidentified man filming with his phone accused the mayor of not wearing a mask while sitting in a restaurant as required by COVID-19 rules. A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left people with serious injuries. It caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night, including ripping through a hotel and tearing off a church roof. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time this morning. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the Northern Plains. I'm just hearing in my ear that the governor was not able to stay on. Please record what you need from him. Now, oh, I see. He wants to record it. And I was on another call.
He had time to record it. You were on the call there.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay.
But he would love to come back and talk about
that. We'll just reschedule that because
the moves of the Biden administration.
That noise is going nowhere from the Biden administration.
No. I can tell in his voice he would love to talk about that.
Well, and I feel bad when you ask him last minute like that. We just didn't get to it in time. But there is some stuff we're going to talk about there. So, no problem. No problem at all, and we will schedule another chat real soon with the governor. I don't normally take calls, but you know when Pat Trainer calls from the Dakota Medical Foundation,
yeah, you bet. How's he doing?
And we're planning the mother of all Giving Hearts Day, which is due to COVID, can be a little different. I had to take the call from Pat Trainer, so I didn't.
He
apologize.
Is a great human being.
He is, and they run a great organization. Oh. And this year, Giving Hearts Day, I can't even believe. You know, they've had to reinvent everything because of COVID.
Yep.
So, you know, it's still going to be Giving Hearts Day, but it's going to be a little bit different in that the on-site things are a little different. That's where radio comes in because we can be anywhere. So that's going to be great fun. I'm really, 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 really looking forward to it. Don't tell anybody, but I planned a trip to California. And for some reason, Giving Hearts Day and the K-Fire Agra International were not on my calendar. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I knew about them in my head, but I didn't have them on the calendar. So the California dates shifted just a hair, right? And I said, yeah, fine. It's not on my calendar. Let's go there. We'll go do it. Because California, the trip was for our daughter to get all settled out west, right? College there. You know, whatever you do, the admittance and all that stuff. And when I found out, oh, wait a minute, K-Fire Agra International, which I think is 8th and 9th, and then the 11th, or is it 9th and 10th, I forget, but the 11th, of course, is Giving Hearts Day. I'm like, I can't be gone. So I am foregoing a family trip to California to enroll our daughter in college. That's how important the K-Fire Agra International is. Maria's going to still go, but I'm opting out. You don't look like you're all that sympathetic to the problem, Kevin.
Well, you know.
Giving Hearts Day, duty calls.
You know, it
right?
does, yeah, it does.
Giving Hearts Day, so we're going to have some darn fun there. Hey, we're brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Shannon Morris Jones is going to join us in just a moment here. A member of the North Dakota State House of Representatives. Her father is a member of the State Senate. I don't know how many daughter-dad combinations there have been in the legislature, but I think that's pretty cool. And, of course, the Roars have a legendary business reputation and acumen in the great state of North Dakota. And I love business people being in government because, you know, it helps kind of bring a little reality to government. So we'll talk with her a little bit about what's happening in the legislature and then wrap up with anything else you want to chat about today on the program. At 800-228-0550, brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Their website is hatmsons.com. I talk about it often. because I'd love for you to go there to see two things. One, what can you do to help prevent coronavirus or any other airborne virus from spreading in your home or business? Nothing is a 100% fail-safe. Nothing is, you put this in, you'll never go it. But our friends at Labby's Bar and Grill, okay, they put one in, nobody on the staff, no contract tracing, nothing ever came back to them. So you can do this in your business, you can do this in your home, and our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons have been doing it for long-term care facilities and other facilities throughout North Dakota as well, because it's helping. So you can check that out at hatandsons.com. You can also ask about Link Service Contract, because now I should get the new number. It's been over 1,000 for a year. It might be north of 2 now. Businesses in North Dakota, in the region, have a contract where H.A. Thompson & Sons takes care of everything related to the maintenance and the replacement of HVAC equipment and other mechanical systems in the business. And you pay one static price, it stays there forever on the bottom line. I think that's a good deal. HATandSons.com or call 701-234-9889. Mark Thompson, his wife Claudia, their daughters, continuing that 100-plus year tradition of H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908. You can trust them. You can trust them. All right. Shannon Roars Jones, representative from District 48 Fargo, joins us for a legislative update on what is happening in Bismarck. Shannon, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Good to catch up with you.
Good.
So first of all, I want to ask you about sort of the issues in the legislature that you read about in the paper, that everybody talks about, that kind of become the buzz, are not necessarily always the most important thing, the really heavy lifting. And I know obviously the budget is a big deal. You got to get the budget to balance. But is there anything that's not getting the attention it should be getting that you're working on?
Oh, let's see. Things that I am working on, I have a couple bills right now that had hearings yesterday or over the last couple of days related to some items of criminal justice reform. One of them, which I think is getting more buzz in Fargo than in other parts of the state, is related to changing the cash bail system for some of our misdemeanor charges. And I know that there was a meeting this morning amongst some of the local law enforcement and chamber business members. There's some concerns about what this bill could potentially do that would impact businesses downtown. I didn't get a chance to join that meeting, but I know one of the main concerns about the bill is that this would create or kind of perpetuate this cite and release system that has been going on with local law enforcement since the beginning of COVID. Recently, when
say that again, yeah. Shannon. Did you say yeah, cite and release? Cite and release,
Cite and release has been just a COVID policy where rather than arresting people on low-level offenses and bringing them into the jail and potentially exposing more people to COVID, law enforcement has been citing people for violations but not arresting them, removing them from the situation. So right. I know that amongst the business community, my proposed bill that would not collect bail, cash bail for some low-level offenses is a concern because there's a thought process that this would be the same as cite and release. And I'm working on some amendments to try and quell some of the concerns that law enforcement and the business community have. But I just, you know, one of the things that if I had a chance to join the conversation with them this morning, I would have made sure to convey is that the bill is not a cite and release. It allows officers to arrest and remove someone from a situation, take them to a station for the full booking process that would normally occur. And then if the situation is warranted, they would be able to release them on their own recognizance if they're a North Dakota citizen and it falls under certain crimes, low-level crimes, those sorts of things. And the policy behind this is basically we have an issue nationwide where we are collecting cash bail to secure someone's appearance at a future court date. Well, this, you know, for many people has no negative implication, but for a lot of people, you know, even coming up with a couple $100 to, you know, what might be a couple $1,000 of bail money can cause them to sit in jail for a period of days before either the bail is reduced or they can find some way to scrape together that money. And this has kind of a spiraling effect of negative consequences for people. If they sit in jail and miss a day of work, they could lose their job. If they lose their job, then it could be, you know, a period of 6 weeks before they can find another job and get another paycheck coming through the door. Then that causes people to lose housing, vehicles, and it just has kind of accumulating negative effects. And so the bill aims to look at those low-level offenses and say, what is it about the idea that some people pay cash that makes them more or less likely to show up for trial? I think there's other options that we can do, other conditions or things like that that we can do to make sure that people are showing up for trial and not just tying it strictly to their ability, their means to pay cash to bail themselves out of jail.
Interesting. Jim and Grand Forks for the comment or question here, and others welcome for Shannon Roars Jones here for a couple more minutes on a legislative update. Our telephone number is 701-258-0550. Hello, Jim. Go ahead.
I didn't really have nothing to comment on there. I heard you say earlier today you were having problems with your hands cracking up. I work out in the coal mine off and on, and I always have that problem. Hands get dried out. Zim's crack cream, if you can find it, that's the best stuff I've used, but it's
oh, I've never heard of that. So it's a Z-I-M-S or Z-I-M-M-S?
I'm a terrible speller. It starts with Z.
Zim's crack? Yeah, we'll find it. We're putting out all the remedies. You know, I'm so overwhelmed because I just mentioned this in passing yesterday, and we're being inundated with different remedies, which is so fun. I love our audience because we all care about each other. So we're going to throw that one out there too, Jim. Where do you buy it?
I buy it at the Beulah drugstore because that's the only place I've ever seen it.
Beulah drugstore. I love it. See, that's why you go to the local drugstore, right? I love it. Thank you, Jim. Have you got a solution too, Shannon?
That's really fortuitous. My husband has a terrible issue with his fingertips gets cracking open, and my dad's got a place out by Beulah, so maybe I'll send him over to the drugstore to pick up some Zim's crack cream.
There you go. So we're going to inundate. I hope they got more orders coming in. Now, I just had someone in the office they just ordered from Amazon. No! You go to the Beulah drugstore. You don't give Jeff Bezos more money so he can torture everything about Republicans. I'm done with Amazon, I'll tell you that. We don't have much more time, but what else? What else are you working on? Give us a quick update on what's on your mind related to your good work in the legislature, Shannon.
Sure. The other big bill that is, you know, kind of importance to me was heard yesterday is a bill that protects people. There's actually two related bills. There's one about mugshot confidentiality, which is a prospective bill. You may have heard of it, where if someone is arrested, their mugshot currently is made public and is available to news and media and basically anyone who requests it as soon as they're arrested. And this bill would make it so that mugshot is not available to the public until they're convicted of a crime, plead down to a lesser offense, or if there is a compelling public safety reason to release it. In most instances, when someone is arrested, they're in custody. There's no safety reason to release that photo. And what it does is it goes out onto the internet and basically just creates a presumption that that person is guilty. And so we have the one bill that's prospective that creates the confidentiality for that record. We also have one that's retroactive for people whose records are already out there and picked up by these mugshot extortion websites, which make them pay fees to have their
unbelievable. You got to be kidding me. What a disgrace that is. We're going to make money off of somebody's mugshot for crying out loud. We'll finish on the other side of the break if you can stay, Shannon.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMel. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day. Thursday, February 11th.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiatowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiatowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spirit Way. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That's what they do. How do they do that? Well, you'll have the lowest price gas anywhere. You have lots of choices, lots of options. It's about freedom. I'm going to put E85 in my vehicle because it's a flex fuel vehicle. And I'm going to pay, I don't know, $1.40 a gallon or whatever it is. I fill up with unleaded 88 because I don't have a flex fuel vehicle, but that's, I don't know, 10 cents, 20 cents cheaper than the other stuff consistently. So those are the best prices at the pump. You're going to see Marathon gas at PetroServe USA. You're going to see Senex gas at PetroServe USA. They do that because those two compete, so you get the best price, and it ensures their supply. One can bring you the supply. In other words, if you're where you're filling up, if they get their gas from one place and the gas wholesale comes to them higher, they have to charge you more. Whereas Marathon, Senex allow PetroServe USA to have some competitive juices flowing there. So it makes a lot of sense. There's still PetroServe USA stores. There's PetroServe USA stores. There's PetroServe USA with Marathon Gas, with Senex Gas. Still PetroServe USA. Still great Karma Rolls at their Valley Dairy stores. It's still Valley Dairy. It's still PetroServe USA. It's still great food. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay. Back with Shannon Roars Jones. I want to finish on the mugshot thing. I didn't know that. So if I got a, you know, if I got a DUI tonight, God forbid, hard for me to do because I don't drive while consuming alcohol. It's a bad idea. Even one little sip. Stupid. So say I did. And, you know, there I am with my hair all messed up. Now, I've been accused of it. Obviously, I can, you know, say, you know, I really wasn't drunk because I don't drink, but he thought I was, and I, you know, I wobbly line, whatever. But really, I'm not guilty until the trial. So, one, it shouldn't just be out there that day to say, look at this scoundrel. He's been, you know, DOA, you ruin lives that way. But I didn't know until you told me, Shannon, that there's companies that actually extort money out of that and say, we have your mugshot, and we're going to put it everywhere unless you give us money. Is that how it happens?
There are websites that will go across law enforcement websites or information across the country, and they will upload both booking photos and arrest information. And they will post that so that, you know, if anyone were to Google Scott Hennen in the future, and obviously there would be some things related to your radio things, but if someone wanted to Google you to, if they were considering employing you or giving you housing or even dating you, you know, people Google someone that they're considering dating. What would happen is that would come up as one of the options that you have a mugshot. Here's your information from your arrest. You were arrested January 2021 for driving under the influence, and it doesn't say what the disposition is, right? So if you have the charges dropped, say, you know, it was an improper stop, maybe you pled down to disorderly conduct or reckless driving.
Distracted driving, whatever, yeah.
Whatever, or you're acquitted altogether. Regardless of what the final outcome is, that information oftentimes is just uploaded in bulk, and these websites, then if you want them to change it, they will charge you a fee to change it. So there's one bill that would be prospective and say this information shall not be released unless there's a compelling public safety interest for releasing it until there's a conviction or a disposition on an arrest. And then there's a reactive bill that says if you are charged by one of these online sites to have your criminal history information removed. If they try to charge you a fee to have your information removed or updated, then you have a civil cause of action. You can sue them personally.
Well, I think that's a very, very good bit of reform you're doing there. I really do. Tom in Jamestown has a question for you. Go ahead for Shannon Roars Jones today, Tom.
Well, I actually don't have a question. I just wanted to say that it sounds like these things that you're proposing would be extremely helpful to people that go out and violently protest, cause a great deal of damage, then get caught, so to speak, with parentheses around caught. Whatever happened to the idea that we should create more of a deterrent against crime? And when people are in these situations, your bills seem to give the idea that, you know, we're coddling criminals. The way that people can avoid all of this discomfort and these things that happen is not to do the crime to begin with.
Yeah, you got a good solution there, Tom. Sure. It's not the world we live in. But what's your point, Shannon? His answer to his question, if you're making it easier for criminals here.
Oh, absolutely. So just to clarify, the only thing that would be limited is the actual booking photograph, the photograph that's taken at the time of arrest. So if, say, we have these riots out at the U.S. Capitol and they're using media photos, surveillance cameras, personal individuals' photographs to try and identify people who are committing crimes. Same thing with these ATM break-ins around the region. They can use surveillance photos. There's nothing that we're taking away from law enforcement as a tool to catch people who are doing things incorrectly. What we're asking them to do is not to release this one single inflammatory picture that the media oftentimes will use to run their lead story.
Tom, was that your biggest concern, or was the cash bail change your biggest concern? You there, Tom?
Well, my biggest concern is the precedent that her bills would set if they are approved. I really hope they're not. I hope they're, you know, get a do not pass out of committee, and if they do make it to the floor, they get voted down, I think.
All right. Let's continue this in a moment in the After the Show show. Tom, don't go anywhere. Shannon, don't go anywhere. We're also going to ask Shannon about Senate Bill 2180. It's not yet to the House, but that's the Break the Seal of Confessional proposal by Judy Lee. And we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.